I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
So you might be thinking, you're an organizer, you build stuff, everything in your house must just be perfect and in order and just right. And if that's what you're thinking, you're wrong. And that's mainly because my issue is that I need to build everything. So I can build things, and I want to because I can. But I can't do everything at once. And because of this, I have to wait to get things fixed. So I have to deal with these frustrations for longer periods of time, which drives me insane. But that is what it is. So I deal with it. And right now, my bed situation drives me crazy. And I need to fix it. And I'm going to fix it, but there's just other priorities right now. Although getting the track saw from the last podcast that I talked about will help tremendously. But the main things I need to get are end tables and a headboard. I know, crazy. How are you living without these things? I barely am. Right now, I kind of have an end table, but it's also my trash can. Which, well, talk about infuriating when I want to throw something away because it has a lid on it and it's a flat lid so I can set things on it. But if I want to throw something away and there's something on top, then I can't throw anything away. So it doesn't work. It's the perfect height, but it just doesn't work. And maybe you're thinking, well, why don't you just buy some end tables? Like, just go get them. And I would, but either A, they're too tall for my bed, or B, the ones that are the right height that I like, that I would use, are way too expensive. And I'm not trying to drop a couple hundred on end tables right now, as much as I would like to. So I wait until I can either build it or buy it. But right now I really want to build it because I really want a trash can next to my bed. And I have a solution, I think, for like a kind of drawer system to like to pull the trash can out and be able to throw things away pretty easily. And maybe even have like a little hole that I can just drop stuff into in there. But until then, I just got to deal with it as it is. And then my headboard, I need to build, which I want to make it so I can tilt it and it can be kind of a slanted back for me. So I can lay there in bed and hang out. And I plan to just build like a standard back, paint it, make it look nice, seal it, and then mount it with, I mean, I might just make the mount. Honestly, it's probably going to be cheaper, but I was just going to use TV mounts and that'll give me the kind of adjustability that I need there. But again, that's another whole project that has to be completed and figured out and planned. And there's some other priorities before I get to that one. But I also want to put some plugs in it. So there's a plug mounted, routed through it, or power cables, because that whole situation has been driving me crazy. That's why this is what's really, there's some things that you can kind of do a simple temporary fix. For so long, there was a gap between the wall and my mattress. Because I put my power strip between there, and so the bed couldn't go all the way up to the wall, and it kind of just kept scooting out. But that gap would just drive me insane when I'd, like, go to bed, and or when I'd sit there, and I'd kind of, like, the pillows would start falling between it. I put pillows back there to try to kind of give me some, like, cushion and flatten that out, but then those would just kind of get smushed in there. And I really want to hide the power strip, but it's just not working. So yesterday I moved the bed all the way up, and it's crazy how just that little simple fix makes sitting in my bed feel so much better. Just 1,000% less irritating. And it's those experiences that I'm trying to fix for people, where it's something you've just been dealing with and it nags at you, and you feel it nagging at you, but you also, it's not the craziest, most uncomfortable thing in the world. So you just put up with it. But then once it's solved, you're like, how was I ever living with it like that? That drove me crazy for forever. And it's just this, you know, great sense of relief to have that, at least that little piece solved. And as each new piece gets fixed, it just makes worlds of difference, right? On another note, my bed is the perfect height, and I'm so happy with this bed setup right now. This bed frame I'll probably have for the rest of my life, or at least until I get a girlfriend that's like, no, we need a high bed, and then I don't know what I'll do, because I need low beds, and especially with my stretching routine that is built all around this bed size, like I do all my stretching right out the edge of the bed. And the reason I do that is because if I have to do too much getting up and moving around, then I'm not going to stretch every night. And I found if I just have to throw my feet over the edge of the bed and then start stretching, I'll do it. It just seems like a less daunting endeavor. Even just like getting on the floor often feels too much. But if I'm on the bed, it's fine. And so I've built my whole stretching routine around the edge of this bed, and it's perfect. And I'm so happy with it, and I've stuck to it, and I'm working on my splits, and I've made tremendous progress with my splits. I can put my hands to the ground, but I figured that out last year, but that was, or not even last year. Yeah, last year. Yeah. But that was a lot of other stuff that I had to get right. But very happy with that situation. Now, again, it's just figuring out the rest of it and getting a sheet that works. I've had so much issues with sheets lately. The last two I got had these like little balls that built up in it. And so like, they're like these, it was just so terrible. These little like things that would rub on my skin. It's just cotton, but it would just fray somehow. It was the weirdest thing, and it was terrible, and it was so uncomfortable when I was in bed. And like now, laying in the sheet that I got now, it feels so soft, and it's just, when those aren't there, it's just the best thing in the freaking world. But now with this sheet, it just like doesn't fit the bed properly, so it's just slightly too big and like hangs over and just doesn't look good, and then like gets pulled off of one end sometimes. So I don't know what the situation is. Oh, maybe I just need to wash it. Like, it's brand new. It's not like I never washed it before. I've only had it for like a week. But maybe when I wash it, it'll shrink. Wash it and dry it, it'll shrink to the right size, I hope. Because I really like the sheet. It's like, it's got the grid layout, which is kind of part of my branding. And I like the concept and idea of a grid. So I've been kind of obsessed with that lately. I'm going to get a tattoo with the grid. But the sheet itself just needs to fit the freaking bed better. Other than that, pretty close to having the best bed experience. I've just kind of been working on these each bit, one bit at a time, experimenting, trying things out, making adjustments, but also moving soon. So I don't really want to do any of this or figure any of this out until I'm into my new spot and situated there, because moving. Not going to get into that right now. Anyhow, appreciate you listening, and subscribe. Also, go to the website and check out my freebie there. I am giving away a origami guide on how to make origami boxes of varying sizes that can nest inside one another. It's pretty neat. You can make as many of your own organizers as you'd like. So go check that out. And other than that, life's an experiment. Test, iterate to find relief.